Lee Carsley has been named, although I'm not sure.
He's not coming now, is he?
Well, that's the thing. Or Big Sam is the other one.
It's always Big Sam, isn't it?
OTB AM live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
All right, it is time for us to get down to business. Let's get into it. It is the All-Ireland Football Final. The teams have been named. I'm delighted to say Brendan Devaney's with us. Brendan, how are you?
Very best, Chair, and you?
I'm pretty excited about this. It has arrived. The teams have been named. Maria, I don't know if they're true or not. We can't. Mayo have helpfully not named their full 26. You know, what could they possibly be trying to keep us doubting about? I'll just name the teams, right? Rob Henley, Pádraig O'Hara, Lee Keegan, Michael Plunkett, Paddy Durkin, Stephen Cohen, Enda Hessian, Matty Ruan, Conor Loftus, Dermot O'Connor, Aidan O'Shea at 11, Brian Walsh at 12, Kevin McLaughlin at 13, Tommy Conroy, Ryan O'Donoghue at 15, and there's no mention of who's going to be in the rest of the 26, so we still don't know what the crack is with Oisin Mullen. The two changes made, and we also don't know what the crack is with Owen McLaughlin, because there was some suggestion that he might be able to play. So they could be playing, they could be starting, they might not be starting. We don't know.
I suppose it's not as mad as the prospect of a Killian O'Connor rumour, which is currently circulating. And I was just enthroned today, actually, and there's a strong Jimmy Brennan rumour circulating that he could be back in as well. So, listen, I certainly think from what we're hearing, yeah, that the two lads have been training. I just wonder, Jay, you know, it's all right saying being back in training. Like, are they going to be ready for championship? And not just championship, but an All-Ireland final, but certainly loads of intrigue in there, as you say. Listen, fascinating for everybody. So excited about this after the last number of years, and no fault to what's happened. Like, it's put a new bit of zest in. We all thought it was challengers and dubs. Now we have two brilliant teams rolling in, with two backstories. And I think, compared to every final year, the last number of years, we always had even in the back of our minds, no matter what, how we built up the pretenders to the title, it was always Dublin. Whereas this one, I think the two teams are going on with complete and utter faith that they can win the title, and both of them can.
We have become prisoners of the now, and right now it feels like Gaelic football has never been better, never been more healthy, never been more exciting, and it's probably because of what happened in the semi-finals. Because if Dublin and Kerry had won the semi-finals and Kerry had beaten Dublin, or Dublin had beaten Kerry, we would have felt like, Jesus, we're locked into this cycle now for the next God knows how long. But actually the performances in the semi-final of the two teams surely inspire counties who are just outside that top tier to think, well, geez, if Mayo can do it in their transition period, if Tyrone can do it, granted their strength and depth is unbelievable, and they've had a talent pipeline for years, but Monaghan must be thinking it, Donegal must be thinking it, Armagh must be thinking it.
Exactly, Jerry. I was on Monaghan today, actually. It's the very thing we were talking about. How close were Monaghan to Tyrone? And just the Tyrone journey this year, you know, the big thing for Tyrone first was beating Donegal in the Ulster Championship and then winning the Ulster Championship. You know, people talk about bonus territory and that, but I think for Tyrone, they've grown and grown as each game going on. Now, are we overlooking kind of the fact of that growth? Do they need to step up to another level? They beat Mayo. Whereas Mayo, you know, we have a fairly good consistency with them in terms of they always turn up for championship. They more often than not seem to make the final. So two teams coming on a slightly different trajectory in that. And I'm just wondering then, have we over-egged maybe Tyrone a small bit in terms of what Kerry brought to the game? And I just think on that, the tactical ability and the know-how of Horan and his backroom team there, I think a lot of the criticism of the Kerry match was the naivety of carrying the ball into tackle. You got to think that isn't going to happen. You know, we all know about the 2-7 that Tyrone converted from that. So these are all the wee elements that's coming into that. I mean, Tyrone themselves, the way they threw the kick out in the final and went long with their own and conceded the kick out, will that happen in the final? And Mayo's press, don't forget, obviously is one of the best in the country. So you've loads of many psychological battles going on in the team, and of course then individually man to man. And I think that when you look at it, there's just nothing between them in terms of each side's abilities going down the track. So that's why I suppose we're so fascinated by how this game's going to turn out.
What did you say the rumour about the Tyrone around Tyrone was? Was it Jamie Brennan?
Brennan was back as well, yeah.
Right.
I actually spoke to Fergal Logan during the week. He's big ties here in Donegal, you know. He likes to come down to the Downlands there. Lovely Donegal, of course, Chair. But yeah, he himself, and he admitted it, listen, there's no games with Fergal. He's straight down the barrel of the gun. And he says even the Tyrone lads, the energy levels and the abilities and the way they stuck to Kerry in that second half and the extra time even surprised them. So, you know, as I say, Tyrone themselves have been stepping up every game. But, you know, you talk about that squad that they have, Jared, and obviously next year in Ulster is going to be fascinating. There's five teams, I think, can win it. But there never was an All-Ireland team in Ulster this last number of years. But now you think Tyrone have stepped that up, which is a big thing for Ulster as well. And good in the next year's championship, that can only be good for everybody there also. But you just mentioned the squad there. The strength and depth with Tyrone is unbelievable. And you'd have to say that, yeah, hats off to Logan and Doher, Collie Holmes in the background coaching them. You know, Peter Donnelly for the strength and conditioning of the team, that they're certainly getting the best out of that squad.
Well, the squad that they have tweeted is as follows: Morgan's in goals, Michael McKernan, Ronan McNamee, Pádraig Hampsey in the full back line, Frank Burns wears 5, Peter Hart wears 6, Kieran McGeary wears 7, Brian Kennedy and Conkle Patrick in midfield, Myler at 10, Michael O'Neill at 11, Niles Ludden at 12, McCurry at 13, Donnelly at 14, and Conor McKenna at 15. So the speculation about Darragh Canavan potentially being named as a starter has not come through. It's Lorcan Quinn, Mark Bradley, Darragh Canavan, Paul Donaghy, Niall Kelly, Tiernan McCann, Ben McDonald, McGeary, Colm McShane, Jonathan Munro, and then number 26 is Conor Shields / Cormac Munro. So if this is the team that has been officially handed in to the GAA in Croke Park, which you'd expect it is, then that rumour hasn't come through.
Yeah, well, that's it, Joe. You're updating me now. I was wheeling my way back here at the foot of the board to get back.
They've literally just back. Tweeted it now in like 5 minutes right. ago. So
right, well, there you go. Listen, we all love a rumour. It was circulating and thrown there today. Listen, as much as the guy's a top class performer, that squad that you just mentioned there, you know, there's so many elements that, I mean, for starting 15 is top class first. So you just think that with the subs that they have going on, I mean, you just mentioned Hessen starting there. You know, I always think with Mayo, maybe he's someone that was needed to come on the bolster the ranks, because the likes of Darragh Canavan, I think, you know, the game will certainly, the first half's going to be absolutely crazy. That's Mayo's going to particularly bring that, I think, to the game. So I think if it opens up in the second half, it's probably more suited to him. The McShane thing, there was a lot of question marks. Would he start? Would he not? Of course, yet, Jer, anything could happen. But the ability that they have to come in terms of the forward attacking value, even for McCann, you know, he's a defender, but he's going to come on and cause problems going forward. So I think a lot of the abilities for Mayo certainly lies in finishing the game in normal time.
The whole chaos thing, right? This was something that I just wanted to bring up because Tommy Rooney had a line on the football pod with Paddy and Andy where he was talking about James Horan. There's a quote which I'm going to butcher now, but it's about the Gurkhas. We are the jungle, as in, like, you know, they're going to fight you, and they actually love it. They love the chaos, right? And I remember back to photographs that did the rounds of James Horan in with Leinster rugby team. And Leinster rugby's motive, their main thing is being comfortable in chaos. Stuart Lancaster, that's his, I want my players to be comfortable in chaos because it's going to be chaos. There are going to be massive men trying to kill you on the field. And at that point, you need to make your brain work. And I don't know, they seem to be a team that is absolutely comfortable in chaos in Mayo. And they bring the chaos, they drag you down to their level. And that's when the street fight happens. They're like, this is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, well, if it comes to a street fight, I think Tyrone will be happy enough for that, Chair. I think what the way Mayo want the game is end-to-end, kind of old style, and that's why you've seen them bringing it to Dublin in terms of the very few people with the physical running power, and that's why I think, just going back to the point of carrying the ball in the tackle, I think, number one, that Mayo will look to avoid that, but if they do, they're more powerful in the tackle, they have more powerful runners coming from deep, and I think that's probably the difference. Listen, the fans love the chaos. They're involved completely in it, as we all know. So, yeah, I think Tyrone won't mind the rough and tumble of it and won't mind the chaos. You just wonder, as I say, the psychological element of the kickouts and Mayo trying to pressure Tyrone into that high-intensity game. Can you keep that up for 70 minutes? And then if the game opens up, you would think that it's Tyrone that have a lot of the forward line. But listen, it's still a big day. I mean, we've seen some brilliant performances in the last day, particularly from Conroy and O'Donoghue. Where is the scores going to come from? You know, it was a low-scoring game. It suited Mayo. It's going to have to be something similar again today. And that's why I think, even though I think Mayo want Keegan further forward, they want to sit in and protect goals. Because I think even though it's 3 points for a goal, I think there's a big psychological element to that. And listen, Horan's going to demand, particularly first half, that's been Mayo's Achilles heel in All-Ireland finals, conceding goals and chasing the game. If they can stay, keep it some way in parity up to half-time, they think that that power running will help them in the second half. So again, goals a massive aspect of this. But yeah, I totally agree with Mayo. They want to play in their terms, which is all out, just up and down the pitch and everything going on. And they have the fitness and their legs to do it. I think for Tyrone, they would much rather a slightly more controlled game of counter-attack. So it just depends who can enforce each other's kind of will in the game.
Is it fair to say Tyrone's forwards are better than Mayo's forwards?
Yeah, you'd have to say without Killian O'Connor in there. And even with Killian O'Connor, you would still say they probably have not even the forwards, but just a spread right around. I mean, half back line there, you know, everybody can chip in with a score, midfield, half forward. Everybody can register. So that's probably a thing that you look at from Mayo's perspective. Now, as I say, listen, Donny and Conway, great games. How they deal with the likes of the Hamsey or O'Neill or McKiernan, you know, clamping on them and maybe a miler or somebody detailed. I think Tyrone can afford to concede maybe an odd player to do a marking job on a Mayo man, whereas the Mayo forwards that are going to come forward and get scores, McLaughlin or Durkin, or particularly Ruan. I mean, does Myler go on a marking job in Ruan to negate him? I think there's more danger in that from Mayo's side, that Tyrone could put a man on a couple of their players, and if they snuff out their ability to kick points at the other end of the pitch, I don't think that's the same option for Mayo stopping Tyrone, because I think Tyrone have more ability to spread the scores around the pitch.
So I've made you make the case for both teams winning there. Instinctively, having seen these two teams over the last couple of years, who are you making the case more often than not to win this game?
I think of all finals, yeah, I can't remember a one. I think yesterday I was thinking Mayo, and then by the time I drove down the road thinking about this today, I'd actually convinced myself Tyrone are going to win. I'm flip-flopping the whole time. I just wonder how much now that we're reading into kind of the semi-final. You know, very tight games. You know, they just come over Monaghan by a point. You know, the Donegal game, obviously the man sent off in that. I think this Tyrone team's growing. If they go to another level in this final, which they potentially could, I think they'll win it. But the performance we've seen with Mayo and the year that it should never be, particularly with the main man out, O'Connor, the fact that you're just thinking, why not? I mean, the last day, O'Shea coming off, you know, he's bound to have the bit between the teeth now, Jerry, that he knows if he doesn't perform, he's going to come off. Should have kicked 3 points the last day. I think that'll be the difference between maybe only going inside at short periods just to maybe upset the Mayo defence. I think he'll play around the half forward line, try and break tackles and use that power that Mayo have. But Jareth needs to be low scoring. If Tyrone get in and get goals, and if they unleash McShane and Canavan, you know, the likes of even a Mark Bradley inside, you know, if things get tired later on, that is probably the worry from Mayo's perspective. So, geez, it's so desperately hard to call. As I say, yesterday I was thinking Mayo, be honest, I've convinced myself today as Tyrone.
Yeah, I think I can totally see that, and Andy Moran had a good line about anybody who tells you definitively one team or the other is going to win is talking bullshit, and I would tend to agree with that. So the case is compelling that you made for both sides. The one thing that tips the seesaw in Tyrone's direction for me is the fact that you talk about the people they have on the bench there. What Mayo don't have, with Killian O'Connor injured and with doubts about Oisin Mullen and with other doubts about McLaughlin, is that there's three starters that you would expect in the team to at least then either pad out the bench or whatever. It just allows for more tactical flexibility. They don't have as much of that now because of the injuries they've suffered. Sure, they've come through that and battle-hardened, and that might give them the opportunity to improve, but Tyrone definitely do have that bench. And while McShane, everybody says, didn't look right, he still scored, was it 1-3? Against Kerry in an All-Ireland semi-final, like, that's not bad.
Yeah, and he scored every game he came on. You know, was at every game. And he's got that wee bit sharper every match. If he was fit, of course, he's a starter. But here's the thing about it, Jer, and something about Mayo this year, and something about, I think, everything that Horne's learned through all these finals, and the way they just keep coming back and coming back, and they're going into this final now, is that, for me, without any crap from other finals, if anything, they've learned a lot, and the new young lads have brought a freshness to it. He's going to have a tactical plan for that, Jared, to get the best out of what Mayo are good at. And that worked for them in the Dublin game when they were finally dethroned. So there's bound to be a good bounce off that as well. Listen, they've got the better of Tyrone in recent years, league and championship. They seem to like playing them. That, of course, is a completely different thing in All-Ireland final. So how each other opposes each other's game plan on the other is the key thing. And there's no doubt Mayo want to play that fast, physical, intense game. Tyrone want that wee bit more of control where they pack out their defence, hit them on the counter and use the pace running forward. The likes of McKenna, McGeary, you know, best player in Ireland for me this year. How do Mayo try and shut him down? And then inside, listen, we have to mention McCurry as well. You know, what a phenomenal season he's had. Another man that just, you'd have to say again, that Logan and Doher, absolutely getting the best out of him. He's shown a lot of maturity. And guys, I guess, are in top form. You'd think that both teams, Jerry, going into this, are getting absolute most from their players. You just think as a squad, Tyrone definitely have upper hand on Mayo. But listen, only 15 can be on the pitch.
That's the whole point, isn't it? The other thing, one last point about this is that what we're seeing here is the birth of two very competitive teams. I know that James Horne has obviously been here. It's the second time around. You would hope that he can stick around for another couple of years to see these young players come through to fruition, to see what this team will be like next year when Killian is back with a full pre-season in him as well. And then this Tyrone side second year is going to be even better because they will have McShane fully fit and they'll hopefully fully understand exactly what to do with Conor McKenna, and he'll have another year of playing with the round ball in his hands again, and they're going to get better, and Darragh Canavan will be in the team. So we are genuinely set up for a proper 3 or 4 and potentially even 5 team rivalry over the next couple of years.
It's a scary thought for us in Ulster, that squad that you just mentioned there, right? Jaron, for Mayo, could we actually get to the stage of what if Mayo were going on to win a few in a row now? We might have the opposite. Instead of everybody thinking, God, wasn't it great that they won one? What if they went on and got a bounce off that? You wouldn't know, Jaron, but as you said from the top of the show, absolutely fantastic. I think the whole country, you know, is infused by this. I was just chatting to people locally here that are setting up to watch the game with families and people going out to watch it. Like, I haven't heard this in years. You know, everybody is tuned into this game, Jaron. There's no doubting it's going to go down to the wire. And the tense side of this game, with everything that's going on there, I think it's going to be phenomenal for us neutrals. But for the two counties involved, I think it's going to be Sunday.
Brendan, enjoy the game. Thanks a million. Cheers.
All the best, Jared. Thanks, man.
Brendan Devaney giving us his independent thoughts there from a Donegal perspective about what's going to happen in the All-Ireland football final. It's not the only All-Ireland final on this weekend. Of course, the Camogie is on Sunday afternoon. We're going to speak with Ashton Connolly to preview that next. Lee Carsley has been named, although I'm not sure.
He's not coming now, is he?
Well, that's the thing. Or Big Sam is the other one.
It's always Big Sam, isn't it?
OTB AM, live, weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.